ILO also explained the adopted structure for the draft chapter and the reasoning for the selected wording. Also, the reasoning for the selection of the most recurrent OSH issues was clarified, such as on working on height, opening CTUs, and handling of cargos and CTUs. Last but not least, the referencing to the other chapters of the CTU code was clarified. The joint meeting appreciated the preparation of the draft chapter and the detailed clarification provided. In the discussion, a request was made to include an additional clause related to dangerous situations and rights of the workers, as follows. Insert an additional clause in Section 5.2 Duties and Responsibilities as a new Section 5.23, which reads, a worker who has removed himself from a work situation, which he has reasonable justification to believe presents an imminent and serious danger to his life or health, shall be protected from undue consequences in accordance with national conditions and practice. It was further requested that Section 5.8, which contains the non-exhaustive list of ILO instruments and tools relevant to the CTU code, should be deleted from draft Chapter 5. This list should be incorporated either in the supplement or, alternatively, in the list of bibliography of documents or instruments relevant to the CTU code. ILO was requested to make a most pertinent proposal on the inclusion of the list in time for the meeting of the ILO-IMO-EC group of experts for finalization of modification and restructuring to the CTU code. The IMO Secretariat informed it would seek advice of its legal department to understand if it can agree with the language provided in Section 5.7 on training. The joint meeting proceeded then with the review of changes concerning the clauses on prevention of pest contamination. In this regard, the Secretariat introduced the proposed changes as reflected in the symbol concerning chapters 1 to 4, 9, 12, 14, the symbol in brackets concerning annexes 6 and 11, and the symbol and concerning appendix 11.1. The Global Shippers Forum informed about the work undertaken by the Sea Container Focus Group under the IPPC Commission on Phytosanitary Measures pertaining to prevention of pest contamination in supply chains and the group's focus under the current mandate on containers in international transport. In this regard, further technical recommendations and guidance may become available toward the end of the mandate in 2027. Which, if pertinent, could be reviewed for inclusion in Annex 12. The Global Shippers Forum also informed the joint meeting that it would be unlikely that the group would provide recommendations on other than containers, well, on other CTUs than containers. Under the existing mandate. The meeting thanked for the information provided. It reviewed the proposed changes pertaining to prevention of pest contamination and agreed to make the following changes. Chapter 1, Clause 1.4, to delete the footnote and to integrate its content at the end of the clause as follows. And if you agree, I will not read the text that we agree. And now I'm here. And to modify the second sentence of this clause to read. That was the change of transport of containers that we have made. To delete the multiple footnotes referencing Chapter 12 and Annex 11 on pest prevention and the applicability of these clauses to containers in international transport, given that the information is clearly set out in Clause 1.4 of Chapter 1. Chapter 2, to insert a definition of cargo, to read as follows. Chapter 2, definition on clean CTU, to include the note provided under the asterisk in bracket directly after any pest contamination. Chapter 4, clause 414, to modify it to read as follows. chapter 12, clause 12.4.2 to modify it to remove C from the first sentence and to provide full title of the IPPC guidelines in the second sentence.